trailblazer rides forth again this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners.
You know, they tell him it's a rough and rugged place down there, and they used to take their guns to church with them. What I can hear, they don't like straight preaching. It gets under their old rhinoceros hide, for they like to have their own way. I understand they ran the last preacher off who held services down there at the old church. And from all the reports, you know it must be a tough place. But you know I'll go anywhere my Lord leads. Oh, Dan. Whoa, did you hear that rifle shot? Boy, let me tell you something. That bullet came too close to be comfortable. All right, Dan. Come on now, let's get it going. Boy, that bullet came mighty close. What in the world is the matter around here?
Parson, that was just a warning. We mean for you to stay out of our community with your hell and damnation preaching. You get it?
Huh. So that's a challenge, is it? Well, sir, I'll accept it. Come on, Dan. We'll preach down at Old Bethel Church. If ever tree on them thar hills were a devil. Let's see if he has the courage to put a bullet where he'd like to. I know one thing. Every person who hates the gospel like he does has a rotten spot, if not two rotten spots in his life, and is a coward, whether he is a preacher in the pulpit or an unsaved church member like this one. You know, Dan, as we ride along here, this makes me think of that time when that preacher and deacon waylaid me one day. But praise the Lord, I'm still living and preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, here we are, Dan. So, whoa. Now, you stand still here, old boy, and stay right here. I'm going to tie you. And I see a few folks gathering around the church this morning. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I'm glad to be back with you again this morning. You needn't be so nervous around here. We mean to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ if we have to preach it over our dead body. I don't care what the devil says or anything about it. We're going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're glad to be here with you. And so you just get everything quieted down. Get your Bibles if you have them. And let's get on to business this morning. I've been invited down here to teach a Bible class for these 2 weeks on the Book of Romans. And so we're going right down the line and be true to your souls. It doesn't matter what you think or anything about it. Every sinner who ever gets saved will come clean with God or go to hell. Now he can take his choice. And brother, I've never seen a man yet that I was afraid of that walked in shoe leather. And so we'll just preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to you here and to everyone else who will listen to us. Now you open your Bibles at the book of Romans this morning. You'll find it just following the book of Acts in your New Testament. And if you want a copy of the book of Romans, we'll bring you one or mail you one if you'll just let us know. All right, now let's look at the book of Romans this morning, the first introduction message to it. The book of Romans is divided into 8 divisions. Let's name them briefly. First is the introduction. Now, I want you to read this book through today if you can, or especially this week. The introduction to the book of Romans is Romans 1:17. The first 17 verses of the book is the introduction. Beginning with the 18th verse through the 3rd chapter, and the 20th verse of the 3rd chapter, the whole world, Jew and Gentile, stands guilty before God. And closes that 19th verse there when it says, let every mouth be stopped, and the whole world become guilty before God. A missionary had gone to China, and he stood up one day and read the first chapter of Romans to them. When he got through reading it, an old Chinaman rose in his seat and said, listen, missionary, I don't like that. Why did you white folks come over here and find out how we lived and wrote it all down, then had the audacity to come back and read it to us. My friend, that first chapter and the second chapter and the first 20 verses of the third chapter of Romans gives you an insight into human nature that you won't find in any other part of the book of the Bible. I wish you'd read it. We'll get to it. Then the third division is justification through the righteousness of God by faith. Romans 3:21 to Romans 5:11. The fourth division, the born-again believer's walk in Christ. Romans 5:12 to Romans 8:13. The fifth division is the full blessedness of the gospel. Romans 8:14 through the rest of that chapter. The sixth division is the gospel of Christ does not do away with God's covenant promises to the Jews. Chapters 9, 10, and 11. The seventh division, the born-again believer's life and service. Chapter 12 and 13. Eighth division, he speaks of Christian love. The 16th chapter. All right. Now, what is the theme of the gospel of Romans? The theme of Romans is the gospel of God. There is no other book in the Bible that sets forth so many truths of redemption as Romans does. In that 12th chapter and the first verse, we find these words. Listen, ponder this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now, I wish you'd read those first 11 chapters and mark all the mercies of God. Now, he sums it up and said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. And now you sum up. Go through and read 1st, 2nd, 3rd, right on through the 11th chapter. And then mark all the mercies of God that you'll find there that relates to the sinner in salvation by grace. All right? Then the key phrase of Romans is the righteousness of God. Set forth here, justification by faith, salvation by grace. All right? Now, what is Paul's text? Paul has a text here. Now, you'll find his text in Romans 1:16. Now, let's look at that for our message this morning and for our Bible verse for the day. Our Bible verse, we're going to give you a Bible verse now every day. And so our Bible verse and our text this morning, Paul's text for Romans, is Romans 1:16. And so let's look at it this morning. If you have your Bible, just underscore it. And let's read it together. Listen. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. All right, now let's notice that. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now that's his text. And he's going to write about the gospel of Christ, the gospel of God. For it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now, he's not ashamed. He's not ashamed. I'll tell you, my friend, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ this morning. I want to go on record with Paul as saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? Now, if you'll turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the first four verses, you'll find what the gospel is. The gospel is that Christ died according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, that's the gospel. That's good news. The word gospel means good news. Good news to a guilty world. Good news to a guilty sinner. All right, the gospel is not good news to anyone except guilty sinners. Now, you meet a person on the road and ask them about the gospel, they're not interested in the gospel. They're not interested in Christ dying, Christ buried, Christ rose again, unless they're guilty. Same way about a person. Unless he's in jail, condemned to die, guilty, he's not interested in a pardon. But, brother, he's behind those steel bars, and the day of execution is coming, and he's got to hang by the neck until he's dead, dead, dead. And, brother, he's interested in a pardon, and he'll turn earth, sea, and sky inside out to get a pardon. Yes, sir, he's interested in it. And any sinner who's awake unto the fact that they're a guilty sinner, they're interested in a pardon. And that's the reason the average church member, the average preacher today, is not interested in the gospel. They're preaching another gospel because folks are not guilty. They have never seen themselves guilty. They have never seen their members guilty. Their deacons and so on have never seen themselves guilty. And so they're not interested in the gospel. So the gospel of Christ is good news to a guilty sinner. And thank God it is. Christ died. Christ died as a sinner's substitute. Brother, if you're condemned to die, you're interested in a substitute. If that's the only way that you can get freedom, you're interested in a substitute. Someone who's paid your sin debt. Someone who's carried that sin debt to the grave. Somebody who's risen and got that sin debt canceled for you. And brother, Christ did. Christ died on the cross as our substitute. He paid the sin debt in full. And brother, he carried those sins to the tomb. And he arose and left them there. Christ got himself free from the debt. And then he freed us from it. And so Christ is the risen Christ is our living receipt. Now, I'm not ashamed of that gospel of you. No, sirree, Bob. A fellow said the other day, said, "Old trailblazer, you're nothing but an old outlaw preacher." I said, "Thank you, sir, I'll take it." And so from now on, I'll be the outlaw preacher. One who stirs up folks, divides churches, makes preachers uneasy, and makes them hunt and cover because they're getting disturbed. And so I'm glad to be classed as an outlaw preacher, preaching to outlaws. Yes, sir, one day I was an outlaw, and the gospel came to me and saved me. And so I'll continue as an outlaw preacher, preaching to outlaws the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. It's the power, the gospel that Christ died, Christ buried, Christ risen, is the power. It's the dynamite. And the Greek word there, we get our word dynamite from. It's the power. It's the power that blasts sin from human hearts, that cleanses human hearts, that brings guilty sinners to justice, and then frees them, takes a man like he is, dead in trespasses and sin, find him there, vile, wretched, dead, hell-bent, hell-born, hell-bound, and takes that poor old, total depraved, wretched, cussed sinner, whether he be a preacher in the pulpit, or a deacon in the pew, or a drunkard in the gutter, and makes a new creature out of him, and sends him forth praising the Lord with a new song on his lips, with a praise in his heart, praising God as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Brother, I'm preaching the gospel. Take that fellow that shot at me this morning and clean up his old dirty, rugged life. Yes, sirree, Bob, it will. Well, we'll be back with you in the morning again, and I'm with another message on the book of Romans. Until then, we'll have to be writing. Come on now, Dan. Let's get on down the road. Bless your heart. We're going to have a great time down here when the devil sticks his old eyes out. We can get a crack at him. Brother, we'll have something there then to praise God for. My Lord is real. Yes, real to me. My Lord is real. Yes.
Thank you for listening to a special Old Trailblazer broadcast recorded by Pastor L.R. Shelton. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, please call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658. Or you may write Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. That's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.